Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County authorities are looking for two home invaders who terrorized a Mansfield family overnight. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The two men broke into the home on Hidden Valley Court just before 11:30 last night. They zip-tied the family and held them at gunpoint, demanding money. The father and son managed to break free, and the son fought one of the intruders. The other intruder shot the son, and both father and son returned fire as the intruders fled. They made off with some firearms, a watch, and two wallets. The son's gunshot wounds are not life-threatening. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you've ever wondered what a scammer can do with identity theft, consider the white-collar criminal case out of Plano. As we hear from KRLD's LP Phillips, a charity, a school district, and a retiree are among the victims.
30-year-old Babatope Joseph Adiranoye stole passports. He used them in emails that conned victims out of more than $6.7 million in just 15 months. Former U.S. Attorney Richard Roper says Adiranoye went after people looking to get the most out of cash, like Community ISD in Collin County.
It looks like this defendant specifically targeted charities and other elderly individuals in an effort that they thought, no doubt, that they wouldn't have their guard up as maybe some other businesses.
The Plano man was convicted by a federal judge and could face up to 30 years in federal prison when he's sentenced. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It appears things are going smoothly in Tarrant County on day two of early voting. As of 10:30 this morning, according to the county's elections website, most polling places reporting wait times of under 30 minutes. However, longer wait times reported at South Lake Town Hall, the White Settlement Public Library, and Asia Times Square, the latter of which reported a wait time of more than an hour. During early voting, you can vote at any polling place in your home county. We ask University of Houston political science expert Brandon Roddinghouse if there is anything telling about the heavy turnout on the first day of early voting.
Enthusiasm is definitely high all over the state, and we're seeing the amount of early voting on day one break records from 2016. This definitely suggests an increased enthusiasm in what is already a very, you know, interesting election year. But we're also, of course, seeing more people who are moving to Texas and who are registered to vote. So the big counties especially are booming with people. So more potential voters in a big election year means we're going to have more turnout. So it's not possible to say that this is all a result of one election or that it's only about 2020, because it's a continuation of a process where Texas is adding new people and is encouraging people to go out and vote.
A Houston appeals court has dismissed the Texas Republican Party's lawsuit that sought to limit curbside and drive-through voting in Harris County. The court says the election's already underway and that the party offered no justification for the requested delay. Dallas police and code compliance officers walking through a neighborhood in southern Dallas today, answering questions before they have to write tickets for violations. Dallas Councilwoman Carolyn King Arnold says the outreach aims to build partnerships to reduce violent crime. She says they're also answering questions about COVID-19 and letting people know what testing options and resources are available from the city.
This is for the long haul. You need to continue to educate people. Make sure they're masked up. Make sure you take care even of the mask, because that could also potentially be a challenge too if you're not changing your mask out of, you're not washing them and sanitizing them.
Code Compliance and Dallas Fire Rescue worked together when restrictions were first announced this spring to show businesses how to follow orders from the governor and CDC protocols. As many bars across North Texas get ready to reopen today, Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley issuing a word of warning to bar owners: obey the rules or else. During Commissioner's Court yesterday, Judge Whitley singled out the Varsity Tavern in Fort Worth's West 7th District for exceeding the capacity and for not requiring people to wear masks, as it's been operating as a restaurant.
If I see the bars begin to open back up and disregarding the rules as flagrantly as the quote-unquote restaurant did, I said I have no qualms whatsoever in shutting you down next week.
The Varsity Tavern has been a source of controversy in the past amid allegations of selectively enforcing its dress code to keep certain people out. KRLD reached out to the Varsity Tavern for comment. We have not heard back. And by the way, bars also set to reopen today at 50% capacity in Denton and Collin counties. The Texas housing market still strong despite a decline in sales in the month of August.
Texas saw a 4.1% drop in home sales in August from an all-time high the previous month as pent-up demand from the economic shutdown normalized, according to a report by the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. Despite that, sales were up 3.1% through the first 8 months of 2020 compared to that same period last year. Nationally, sales dropped 0.5% in that same period, and more proof that there is high demand for homes, Texas's average day on the market decreased to 57 days, slightly lower than last year. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports: Arlington will again host the early game in the baseball playoffs. National League Game 3 between Atlanta and the Dodgers is a 5:05 start. Tampa Bay and Houston will play Game 4 in the American League tonight at 7:40. A win by the Rays will send them to the World Series.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.